Synthetic biology promises to revolutionise everything from the fuel we use to the clothes we wear. In Australia, the science has been used to create a raspberry-flavoured glass of Chardonnay. While the industry is growing, a leader in the field is warning that local businesses are missing the boat. David Cody went into the lab to learn more.
We need force to break them apart. As you see, the needle moves rapidly.
In Macquarie University's synthetic biology lab, Heinrich Krukamp is delving into the inner workings of a yeast cell.
And I've lifted one now. It's over there. There we go.
You can't see it with the naked eye at all, much less the DNA lurking inside. But that's exactly the part that has the scientists here most excited. They're part of a multinational effort building the world's first synthetic yeast cell. The DNA has been designed on a computer and will end up in a living organism. Professor Ian Paulson is supervising the work.
One of the aims of synthetic biology is whether we can take pieces of DNA or genes from different organisms and combine them in new combinations that then allow the organisms to do things that they hadn't naturally evolved to do.
The reprogrammed cells could be used to create new drugs, food flavours, fuels and clothing. But despite the obvious market potential, the synthetic biology industry in Australia is in its infancy.
We should be well placed because currently a lot of these organisms use sugarcane as a feedstock, and so particularly Queensland but elsewhere in Australia, we have a large sugarcane industry that could potentially be trying to make use of these new synthetic strains that can turn sugarcane into jet fuel or into fragrances or into plastic precursors. And I think we're not up there with the rest of the world on that sort of industrial applications.
Synthetic biology even led to a wine tasting with a difference at the Australian Wine Research Institute in Adelaide. Scientists bioengineered a wine yeast that made a glass of Chardonnay taste like raspberries. Daniel Johnson is the Institute's Managing Director.
By taking these four separate genes and inserting them into a yeast background, we could prove that it's possible to use the yeast strain as a cell factory and produce raspberry ketone.
He insists it's all in the name of research. Certainly they'd have a tough time convincing consumers and an industry rich in tradition to embrace the science.
We would be unlikely to make a wine that would really satisfy the complexity desires of most wine consumers because it might be a little bit too one-dimensional. That said, it may be a useful thing to be able to create small batches and use it for blending purposes.
Genetic modification is often a controversial field of research. While Professor Paulson can see a time when genes could be edited to stop diseases like cystic fibrosis, he believes more complex work on human cells is a long way off.
I don't see in my lifetime us being in a situation where we're editing the DNA in reproductive cells. So we're not going to be making designer human children, both because of A, ethical issues, and B, I don't think we have that level of engineering expertise to be making precision changes like that.
Professor Ian Paulson from Macquarie University, ending David Cody's report.